welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, December 1st, 2021, and I have a prophetic word for the month of December that's going to encourage you, and also it's going to align you with your breakthrough. It's going to prepare you for the coming year. I tell you, I'm already experiencing things right now. There's been an intense attack against many people, and I've been going through it, but you know what? The victory is here. And so, my Enlightened Connection team's with us. You could chat in your questions as well. You can do Q&A if you're on my website, DougAddison.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Instagram and Twitter, Doug T. Addison, and YouTube, Doug Addison. I'm real excited for what's happening. You can put in your questions. I usually do a Q&A at the end, but this month, I'm going to just be releasing a powerful word that's going to break your finances open. Oh, my goodness. And get ready. It's going to open the heavens for the new year. So, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that you're aligning things for this new year, that everything is coming together right now. I pray, Lord, that you would help us move into this new level with the ability to discern your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's the word I've got for this month. The new ability to discern the voice of God is being released in the month of December. It's going to stay with you. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. The Lord is sending out a new strength and encouragement right now, and there's a new power and anointing that's starting this month. It's going to help you to get through. Now, we're in a transitional time, so you'll get help you to get through. Then the breakthrough will come after that. I felt like that's what I've been living out, this word. So there's new strength, new peace, new hope that's being imparted for the weary or anyone who needs it. You need a drink of the Spirit right now. And also, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. December marks a turning point. Not only for you, but many people are going to see a turning point in December and it's going to shift into January. So the power to pray is increasing. I've been releasing this prophetic word for the last couple months. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances for God's will with you in Christ. Now, here's the deal. Over the last couple months, and I've been talking about this prophetic word about the damage of the pandemic, and it also damaged the prophetic. Not only that, but boy, did it damage. It damaged a lot of things. But the biggest thing, the Lord said, it took out the large number of people who were praying, the elderly, the mature, those who were retired. Age didn't matter, but there was a lot of people that got taken to heaven early. And they were the prayers. They were the ones who were retired praying all day or stayed up at night and praying at night. And the Lord said He's now bringing, because we've had this loss of a covering we needed. So the Lord's been raising up. He's calling you to raise up prayer right now. I tell you, I've been pushing through with prayer. I've been texting. I've been releasing things. But Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts, and I will look and see what the Lord has to say, and I will answer. So the prophetic word remains in effect over the next few months. The Lord wants you to raise up prayer. He's raising up people. You don't have to stay up at night. You can do it, pray anytime. There's a misunderstanding of the watchman anointing. Watchmen work in the daytime. It's just like a security guard, you know. They work all the time. You don't have to stay up at night, you know. So the storm of the Lord is here. I saw this happen this month, Jeremiah 30. Look at this, 30:23. See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath a driving wind will swirl down upon the heads of the wicked. In verse 24, the fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he accomplishes the purposes of his heart. And in the days to come, this is the important part, in the days to come, you will understand this. As a response to the storm Satan has unleashed against us, the Lord is stepping up, and he has now instituted a storm or a war against the powers of darkness. And he will not stand. He will not back down. He will not relent until his purposes are fulfilled. And it's really interesting in Jeremiah 30, verse 24, in the days to come, you will understand this. Right now, we might not understand this whole thing, but I'm starting to get understanding. He showed me things into the pandemic, things into what's going on, things at the bigger level. So the bigger picture, the new understanding is coming. The Jeremiah 30, 24, a little verse there. In the days to come, you will understand this. And he's saying that right now to you. Just move forward. The Lord is releasing revelation and understanding into the attacks against you. He's releasing now a greater attack against the enemy. And these attacks against your cities, businesses, churches, the world, he's releasing the fight against it. And he's starting to fight things at a greater level. And the light of the Lord is going to come on. And it's going to shine. It'll happen to me suddenly. Oh my goodness. The light came on. He's going to shine in the dark to show you some hidden things. Watch for the Holy Spirit to show you beneath the surface of things. He allowed me to do some simple things. Pray a simple prayer. I already prayed once before. You know, it was a prayer to break things off. He allowed me to pray some simple prayers, and it changed things around. So be careful not to pass judgments on other people right now. And I will just give you an example of what the new understanding is. And so be careful. As we're walking through this time, pray and use the spirit of reconciliation. This is a season of healing and redeeming the past. So there's a new level of discernment. This is the big part of this prophetic word this month. The new level of discernment of the voice of the Lord. The new ability to understand. John 10, verses 2 and 3, Jesus talks about this. He talks about a gate and, you know, being able to hear the voice of God. He says, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And the gatekeeper opens the gate for him. And the sheep listen to his voice. And he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. The Lord is releasing a greater ability to hear his voice and to discern the false. Be prepared to sort out some things right now. I'm doing this right now. I have a lot of things. But be prepared to be able to sort out things that might not have been from the Lord. And this is not to bring condemnation, but instead to bring freedom. And John, I'm going to go teach through John 10 right now. If you want to take a look at this, it's a powerful thing. John 10, 4, he says that then when he has brought you out, all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. So the Lord is going to be clear. The voice of the Lord is going to start to become more clear. He's going ahead of you. Take a look at this. He's doing this month. He's going ahead of you. He's opening the gate. He's going out ahead of you. And he's going to call people by name. It's important to enter, as we enter this new season, in the new year, to reboot your ability to hear the Lord. In John 10, 5, but they will not follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they don't recognize a stranger's voice. The ability to discern the voice of the Lord is going to be much easier in the next coming weeks and months and even as we enter the new year. So the spirit of grace and reconciliation is here. 2 Corinthians 5:18, this is real powerful as well. All this is from God, who reconciled himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And that God is reconciling the world to himself and not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed this message of, or ministry of reconciliation. Another big piece of the word for this month. The Lord now is revealing things in our lives that might need to be changed. Again, this is not meant to bring condemnation, to make you feel bad, but the Lord is releasing the ministry of reconciliation, and this must start with ourselves. As the Lord reveals it, you know, we'll have to just deal with it, you know, and it's important to take it to the cross. In Luke 6:41, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? And, you know, as we close the year, the Lord is calling us to clear out judgments and hurts towards others. And this is very, very key. It's important. And it's going to open up the ability to hear His voice and open up finances and strategies and blessings. You know, there's some Bible verses that the Lord spoke to me. He says that I've used these before with people, but this most powerful verses I've ever used, whenever I get in a fix, when I need to hear the Lord, I take communion. You don't have to, but these three verses are powerful. John 16:13. Write this down. John 16:13. 1 Corinthians 2:10. And Daniel 2:22. And when I pray them, I don't even use the verse numbers. I just pray them all at once, and it's powerful. It invites the Spirit of truth. But when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will only speak what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit, the Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. He reveals deep and hidden things, and He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in Him. Get ready to cross over into a new season. Get ready for the Spirit of the Lord to speak. The Spirit of truth is going to now speak in the midst of us. Wow. Well, God's opening up the heavens for you in 2022. And as we close this year, you know, I still have a few more Spirit Connection podcasts. I do them weekly. But as we close this year, this is the message I'm releasing right now. But, you know, there is a way to open the heavens over you and to be able to hear God more clearly. It's also the ability to open up the blessings over your finances and get breakthroughs and healing strategies. And these are going to flow right now. And so I want to activate this. God, I pray that You would activate this prophetic word. I pray that You would open this up to be able to hear Your voice at a greater level. The word right now of the Spirit of truth coming and discerning things, and the word of encouragement in Jesus' name. I want to go a little deeper on this. And I heard the Lord say to do this as an end time, how to do some house cleaning at the end of the year like this. So let's look at this. God's ways are sometimes opposite. You ever hear God's ways are not our ways? And if you notice this in the Bible, there's things that doesn't make sense, you know, like Jesus says this. He says it doesn't make sense to the world's thinking. But if you get into God's thinking, this is the principles of the Lord. This is aligning with the Lord. Jesus says, turn the other cheek if someone strikes you. Also, He says, if someone asks you for something, to give freely. He says these things. He says, bless those who curse you, love your enemies, build up, do not tear down, forgive, and you will be forgiven. The first will be last. So we need to be humble to be lifted up. All right. So you see this, it's opposite of what we're seeing today. And so we see reality shows, you know, that have a negative spirit, but the Lord is releasing the opposite of that. It's almost like a reality show that, you know, a lot of them are, you know, you're fired, you're voted out, you're off the island. But the Lord's doing a makeover, and like a makeover show, a spiritual makeover is being released right now. I felt like He wanted me to release this word and this ministry to give you a spiritual makeover and to help clean out the areas. And so quite often we look at what's wrong with a person. When we see them, we've been trained that way. I was trained, I don't know, we were trained that way kind of in the church. You know, we do it ourselves. We just didn't look at the negative. But actually, the power of encouragement is to look at the positive like Jesus did. When Jesus met Nathanael in John 1:45, Nathanael was not in a place where he needed to be. But Jesus spoke into his life And he saw the positivity. He spoke a positive word. He did the same thing with the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4, and where she was in a way different place. You know, she was actually had a bad history, if you know what I'm saying. And he spoke the opposite in her. So there's something right now. And I'm going, because of the spirit of judgment that's in the world right now, I'm going to speak the opposite over you right now. Judgments hold people down, but mercy and grace and forgiveness will free you up. The spirit of judgment's ruling right now. So here's what Jesus said about the judgments. In Luke 6:37, real important. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For the measure that you use will be measured to you. He goes on in verse 41 to say, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye when you don't see the plank or the log in your own eye? Verse 42, he says, how can you say to your brother, let me help you with the speck in your eye when you fail to see that you have a log in your own? And so he goes on, you know, he says, get it out first. You know, get the log. In other words, this is the ministry of reconciliation of what he wants to do right now. The spirit of accusation has been dominating the world. It's dominating the world right now. And, you know, as a prophetic person, you know, I live these prophetic words. I was sick for 4 years, but I had a dramatic turnaround. Lyme disease, multiple chemical sensitivity, chronic illness. I had finances. Everything turned around when I aligned with this word. And this is what I'm about. You know, when the accuser comes, the accuser of the brother comes, when we come into agreement with judgments and accusations against others, we can actually come out of God's agreement. And we start coming into the place of one of the names for Satan, actually, in Revelation 12:10. I want to just say it like this. Look it up. He says one of the names of Satan is actually the accuser of the brethren. But the Lord says in 1 John 3:8, for this reason, the Son of God appeared and destroyed the devil's work. We need to destroy them by the ministry of the opposites. You get my drift here. The biggest thing I see people doing over and over is accusing. Boy, you see it happening everywhere. This is sometimes subtle, but God is releasing the spirit of reconciliation to offset the negative accusations that's going on right now. And, you know, God wants to shift this thing around, give you the ministry of reconciliation and encouragement. So there's power in love and encouragement. So we don't want to focus too much on negative things. Instead, start looking at the positive and you will see things change. Here's an example. The Apostle Paul gave us in Philippians 4:8. He even says this. He says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is excellent, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever you have learned from me, think about these things, the Lord says, and put them into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Hey, if you need peace or are stressed out, Philippians 4:8 and 9. Also, you'll want to develop the ability to shift things over. It's a key to see the opposite and shift it in your life, a key to revival even. In John 13:34, the new command I give you is to love one another as I have loved you. So if you love one another, by this, all people then will know that you're my disciples. Not if you love one another, that's to us. Love breaks it. So do you have a financial need you need to break through right now? Maybe a health thing? Maybe you've not seen a return on your finances. Now I'm going to get right into this because people need financial breakthroughs right now. And, you know, I'm just going to go back to that Luke 6:37 thing about judgment, because I was receiving an offering at a church one meeting years ago when the Lord gave me this message. And I was getting up to receive an offering. And, you know, with Luke 6:38, give it will be given to you. You know, that's an amazing verse. It's true. It's powerful. But the Lord said, I want to now show you something. He said, go look at the context, study this. You're going to see why you and other people at that time have a block in your finances. It's because of the judgment. So, you know, here's the verse, Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will be running over into your lap, will be poured into your lap, for the measure that you use will be measured to you. This, folks, is true. There's nothing wrong with this verse at all. In fact, it's powerful. It's the Word of God. However, if you're having trouble, go look at this. Luke 6:37 is in the context of judgments. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be given. Then Jesus goes on to say, then give and it will be given to you. A good measure, shake down. So there's a key here. You need to remove the judgments first. You need to remove those things that we were talking about. You know, the fact that we look at a speck of a sawdust in someone else's eyes when we have a log in our own eye. Again, there's nothing wrong with using this as an offering. It's very biblical. It's very powerful. It's the word of the Lord. However, hey folks, if you need a breakthrough, this is how, it's a spiritual principle to get you to the next level. The keys to opening up blessing of Luke 6:38, you know, the six about the blessing, financial, the keys to get the power of the Lord to release the blessing to flow into your lap and overflow, not just financial, by the way, it's in all things, but the key is to remove judgments against others and the Lord. Luke 6:41, why do you look at that speck of sawdust? In other words, why are you looking at something small when you might have something big? And this, folks, will empower this verse. And when I started to do that, everything changed. Love is the key. Love conquers all. Love covers over a multitude of sin. Love never fails. Love is the power, most greatest commandment that Jesus ever gave. He says he gave the greatest commandment. He said there's nothing, he said it over and over, is love. And so we want to actually be able to shift things around. So maybe you've been giving and not receiving for years. Maybe you need to start giving because giving is the gateway. You might need to start giving. Giving, folks, is the gateway to receiving. And this is a time right now that the Lord wants to, you know, I'm not really an offering-based ministry. I believe in, I receive offerings when, I just tell people, when I go to live meetings and things, sure, I receive offerings, but on my Spirit Connection podcast, I invite people to donate, and we have an amazing group of donors and partners, and we're so grateful. There's nothing wrong with, in fact, once in a while, the Lord tells me, there's power on this. There's power upon what you're doing right now. And I don't want to downplay giving, but I know a lot of people have been wounded by it, so I was trying to bring some healing. Right now, this message, this is at the end of the year. The Lord wants to do this ministry time. He wants to open up your finances. Maybe you've been giving and not receiving. And it could be Matthew 5:23. Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, remember that you have something against someone. You need to leave your gift there and go reconcile. See, Jesus ties in giving with judgments. Do not judge and you will not be judged. So right now, we're going to move into this time of ministry. We're going to clear the books here. Whew. The Lord told me to do this. He said, there's power. He goes, there's power on your message this month. And I want you to do what I'm releasing to you right now is what he told me to do. It's going to open something up. It's going to clear things out, not just financially, but to be able to hear his voice. So the Lord, right now, Lord, we ask you to show us if there's anything that we have in our life. Maybe there's unforgiveness, judgments. Judgments might be harsh, but, maybe we've got something against people. Maybe it could be a person. Could be a group, could be the Lord. I had stuff against the Lord. I was hurt. I had to go through healing of my disappointments, my hurt against the Lord. Maybe it's a political party or people who have different lifestyles. Hey, we just got to forgive Jesus. Remember what I read all that stuff about forgiving those and blessing those who curse you. We can hold judgments against leaders or even ourselves. Lord, show us. Now, to forgive a person does not mean that you agree with him. I had to forgive my brother who, he beat me, sexually molested me. He abused me when I was young. I did not agree with what he did. But then the unforgiveness was keeping me in the same prison he put me in. And I had to go through that unforgiveness. Also, you know, he died years ago, so I had to do this with someone who wasn't alive. So I'd recommend you can forgive someone whether they're alive or not. I'd recommend not going and talking with the person who's been hurt by them, because it may, honestly, it may bring the same stuff up again. This I'd recommend doing between you and the Lord right now. Let's clear the books for the year. Ask the Lord to show you if there's anyone that you need to forgive. Just really take a minute. Open the heavens now, Lord. Speak to us. We use the Spirit of Truth. Speak to us about this. Maybe we're upset about the Lord, even for he didn't do some things. Maybe we've been hurt by some people. Now, you can go back through this later, but this is a time right now. The heavens are open. You don't have to agree with what they did, but we do need to get the forgiveness and to stop judging and to stop doing the things, you know, especially on social media, to stop doing things that are coming into agreement with judgments. We need to get the opposite spirit. And so right now, Lord, we ask forgiveness. If we've held anything against anybody, knowingly or unknowingly, we've held on to things. We don't know. We do not agree with what they did. But Lord, hurt and unforgiveness is keeping us in a prison. Hurt and unforgiveness and judgments is keeping us from receiving the blessings from heaven. Because Jesus, you said, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who persecute you. You said, love is unconditional. So Lord, we ask that you would now come in and heal this. Come in and heal in Jesus' name. Amen. Now there's power right now. I don't normally do offerings unless the Lord speaks to me, but he did this month. He says, I want you to do a message I'm going to put on your heart. It's going to break. There's a power on the offering, and I want you to call people into this message to give into it. Now, I don't normally do this, but right now I believe that if you listen to this again, there's power in the Word. It's going to open something up over you. So if you want to give into what I do or this message even, go to DougAddison.com/give. There's all kinds of different ways you can give. We have, you know, text giving. Just go there. I had to explain them all, but we have, you can mail a check. You can go, you know, go online, different things. But I believe right now the Lord is going to turn something around. And if you know me, I don't do this at the end of messages. But the Lord said, there's something going to break over people's finances, over their strategies to get healing this month. DougAddison.com/give. Whew. All right. Well, we had to move our webinar. We do a training every month. We had to move it because, you know, I got hit with some things we had to change. But we have the Praying with Power, Bringing Heaven to Earth. We had to move it from November. It's now December 18th at 10 a.m. Go to DougAddison.com/praying. It's going to be a powerful, powerful time. Consider becoming a partner with us. Those give every month. And it's like we're an online church, actually, if you didn't know it. We have coaches and a monthly meeting if you become a partner. You'll see that. Just go there and /give on my website. Anyway, I'm excited for what's coming, and I want you to be encouraged to share this message with someone else. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.